about to sink you.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, fuck, man. I'm sneezing up a storm. Oh, man, so we're tired. We just got done playing poker. We thought about doing the podcast while playing poker, but...
That would have been a cluster.
There would have been. Yeah. But funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would
have
been awful.
Damn. Can't stop. I didn't sneeze once during that poker game, but now I'm... Fuck, there's something in this basement. I think it's an Asian.
I think it's a ghost. I think
no, we were hanging out with a Korean for a while. He was going to be on the podcast, but the great leader called him back, so...
He couldn't
be on.
That's not racist.
It's not, because Korean's not a race. Nationality.
Let's get on with this.
If I was mocking all Asians, then you could call me racist. English major. You've been lawyered.
Anyway. Yeah.
So anyways, not much to talk about this week because not. Fuck you, man. Alright? It's a week for Halloween. I'm happy. A lot of slutty, sexy women are going to be running around soon. We're going to a Halloween party tomorrow.
That's what anime conventions are for.
That too.
Yeah.
And as we covered last week, cosplay does not equal consent.
Yes, that is true.
I wasn't here for that.
The
so.
Signs are all over every convention.
Though I do love did you see the thumbnail for last week's podcast?
No.
It is fucking brilliant. I take a lot of pride in it. It's great.
Okay.
I do have fun with that. I do great Photoshops in Microsoft Paint.
I wouldn't call you an expert in paint.
For what? For what the tools I have at my availability
says. Don't co-sign that.
Co-sign it. I will change that first thumbnail time. That makes you look glorious.
For Microsoft Paint, it's not bad.
Thank you.
Later on, we'll have to look up what real people can do in paint.
Oh, in paint. I was like,
I'm the realest person in the world.
Because in Photoshop, when you master Photoshop, you're master of the universe. I can make Josh do whatever I want. So, anyway.
Yeah, we're not gonna
first topic.
What you just said. So the biggest news this week, possibly, was EA's closing of Visceral Studios. For those of you who don't know, they were the creator of the Dead Space series.
Mm-hmm.
And then EA just kept fucking them over, kept making them make changes to the game. Because Dead Space was never supposed to be like a big AAA title. It was this nice little horror game in space.
Yeah, I like the
premise. A la the first Alien, a la Event Horizon,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing like that.
And yeah, it was very claustrophobic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, by the third game, EA made it into this grand, like, co-op thing that wasn't even what the first game was, but EA wanted bigger and better and return on investment.
Right.
And then they haven't really been doing anything, and then EA tasked them with making a new Star Wars single player game,
mm-hmm.
which they were well on their way to making. And it was being produced by the producer of the Uncharted series.
Okay.
But that's may or may not happen now that Visceral's been shut down.
Mm.
So EA has bought and closed another studio, so DICE, looking at you, you might be next. Mm. So that sucked.
What does DICE make?
The Battlefield and Battlefront games.
Okay. Alright.
Mm. I take that back. Visceral's last game was Battlefield, whatever the cop one was, Hardline or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't their forte. That's not what they
do. Oh, isn't that the one that has the character that looks suspiciously like T.I. on the cover?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Maybe it is T.I.
Man with that. I mean, it could have been. That's I don't know.
I mean, you've seen him in the Fast and the Furious series, but you didn't know you saw him. Because it's actually Tyrese.
I was like, what?
Speaking of Tyrese, did everybody see The Rock's review of Tyrese's new album?
That was hilarious to me. I saw
it. No, I did not. So I know that they've had a bit of a spat going back and forth.
Oh, that's the Target app. That's not YouTube.
Same color. It's wrong app. Oh, man. You're really good.
If you're in the mood for really? A fun
that's
monster movie.
That's not what we want.
No, I always hate it when it, like...
Autoplays?
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't porn.
Oh, man.
Well, there's not much porn on YouTube.
Mm.
Keep talking while I find this.
But yeah, it was pretty funny, his review. I didn't realize they had some sort of spat.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
God damn
it. And you have a friggin' ad!
Of course.
Just a little quick shout out to Tyrese, his new album, Black Rose, I
just heard it. I literally just heard it. I heard the whole thing in my trailer, and I've got to say, in all honesty, it's the biggest piece of dog shit that I've ever heard. Everyone's laughing, by the way, but it's true because everybody's heard it too. Everyone heard it, right? They're looking at all. Everyone's like, "Yeah, big piece of dog shit." Shouldn't be called Black Rose. Should be called Big Piece of Black Dog Shit. That's what it should be called. Not even the hard, dried up dog shit for 7 days. It's the soft dog shit. It's like baby shit. It's like that. Ugh. That's what the album is like. And I never want to hear it again, and I'm never gonna fucking forgive him for wasting my time. Dog shit is in my ear.
And somewhere Tyrese is driving around in his freaking Escalade, whatever the fuck he drives, blasting his own music because I heard that's what he does.
You earned that paycheck, Tyrese.
Yeah, I
heard someone's got to buy that.
I was talking with some other actors on the set of a project, and I don't remember how Tyrese came up, but one of the guys was on set with him for, I think, one of the Fast and Furious movies. He rolled up blasting his own music.
Wow.
And I was like, really?
Hey, man, to each their own, man.
He's that conceited.
Or he's that good and nothing else lives up to it, so he's got to listen to
2,000 watts. Have you ever heard a Tyrese album, Josh?
No.
They're terrible.
In fact, I didn't even know he existed until the second Fast and the Furious movie, whatever one he made his debut in. That's when I first learned of Tyrese, and I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, well, that movie was garbage anyway, so...
I think the worst part of that review was when The Rock says, "I'll never forgive you for wasting my time." I don't know if there's a bigger insult to somebody than their art being considered a waste of time. Like, you can say something's bad, I'm like, it's bad. But
I will never forgive you for wasting my time.
Like, you wasted my time. Those are moments of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, man. Oh. I think I lost it when I saw that part of the video the first time. Mm-hmm. It was a bit much for me to handle.
that was pretty funny. That was good.
Yeah, it's like, you know, unless you're like good with words, don't try to like battle with The Rock. Because even though I never thought he was one of the best promo guys in WWE without a script, he still got charisma.
Oh yeah.
But I will never forget when John Cena made him silent. Like when they were feuding, holy shit, John Cena just went off on him.
Yeah.
And The Rock had no response. And when you make a big man like that speechless.
Yeah,
I saw that, and I was like, jeez, he really just shut The Rock up. Yeah. What? Mm. Oh, man.
Good times. And the next big piece of news, because there is not much to talk about this week. It's been a slow week in video games.
Why it's so long to do this.
Activision has patented a concept of matchmaking... plus microtransactions. So basically...
So we're not talking Tinder or any foolishness like that.
No, that'd be awesome, though. You're playing video games like, hey, this hottie's playing video games with you. Would you guys like to meet? If it's like a mutual match and hookup, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but the problem is that...
Don't ruin my dream.
More dudes, like, you know, trying to look like girls and...
That's Tinder anyways.
I wouldn't know.
That's why I generally swipe right. I'm sorry, swipe left on Asians, because half the time most Asians on Tinder are Asian boys. And it's like, nope, not even taking that risk. But anyway, so the patent basically is like, so if you're playing Call of Duty, since that's Activision's big shooter, or maybe even like PvP and Destiny, and you get slaughtered, like someone just owns the shit out of you all match.
Right.
The game at the end of the match will say, these are all the weapons and perks this person has. Mm-hmm. Let's take you to the store front so you can buy all these weapons and perks, and that way next time you face this person, you have the same weapons and you can beat them.
Maybe if you face that person the same.
It preys on people. Mm-hmm. And I could imagine a younger me maybe falling into that trap.
I think like one really bad match that pisses you the fuck off.
I'm like, fuck yeah! I'm buying that! Yeah, motherfuckers! And then I lose the next match just as bad or worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they had this, but we'll take you to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so basically, because most good games match you on skill, so they'll get like a bunch of players together that have a similar skill level. But the predatory nature of this patent is that it's going to match you with people way better than you, so you get your ass kicked, and then are intrigued or pushed to buy these weapons.
Right. Yeah.
And that is definitely taking it, and they haven't done it yet. I want to make this clear. It is just a file patent. which means they figure out a way to do it, and they're patenting it so no one else can do it first.
Right.
So, I mean, that's mostly what a lot of patents are. Like, a lot of patents filed aren't even inventions that people make. They just figure out a way to do it, and they don't want someone else doing it and making money off of it.
Right.
So, I mean, this might be something that never happens, but the way AAA titles have been pushing loot boxes to where it's like, to get the good ending, I hear, in Shadow of War, you get really, you have to really grind it out to earn the loot boxes, or you just buy the loot boxes. Mm-hmm. Even though I've heard there's changes going to be made to the final product of Battlefront, once that beta hit, it was basically like, you need to pay money to get the cards you need to upgrade your character. So that becomes a very good pay-to-win situation. Mm-hmm. Which is why, like, Nelson and I like to play Overwatch, because it's not a class-based, it's a class-based system. It's not about earning perks, leveling your character. You level up, but your characters don't change. All you get from leveling up are loot boxes, but they're just cosmetic.
Yeah, everything is cosmetic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, you can buy them with real money, and it's a roulette wheel. You may not get what you're trying to get.
Right.
But it doesn't do anything to help you win. Mm-hmm. And what I also like it is, because you don't earn weapons or things like that, the character stats of all the characters in the game does not change.
Right.
So if you're getting your ass kicked by, say, a Pharah character in that game, well, then you need to switch to, like, D.Va or a Soldier 76, because you can target them, kill them really quickly before they can kill you. Mm-hmm. So it's all class-based. So if, like, you're getting your ass kicked by a certain character in that game, well, there it's like rock, paper, scissors. There are certain characters they are weak to. Right. You can pick that character, or someone who's skilled with that character can pick that character and handle that person. Yeah. It's not like this person has been grinding out or buying a ton of loot boxes, so they have guns that kill you in one shot, and you got a fucking pistol.
Right, right.
So it's not like that, which is why I prefer the class-based shooters, like your Overwatch, like your, what's this fucking called? Team Fortress.
Yeah.
Things like that, to where, you know, it doesn't matter how long you've played the game as far as earning perks. All the characters are the same for the most part.
Right.
The weaknesses, the strengths don't change at all, unless the developers, like they do with Overwatch, on a fairly regular basis, they go in, they get feedback from the players, and they, like, watch matches. So it's like, well, this character seems a little too overpowered, so let's tweak that a little bit. Like, lower their defense, lower their weapons, whatever. Or this character seems weak, let's raise them up a little bit.
Right.
So the only times characters change is when the developers make tweaks to it. But those tweaks, for the most part, balance it. Like, sometimes they'll make tweaks and people will be like, what the fuck did you just do? And they'll dial it back. Like, they either made a character too powerful or they depleted them too much, and they try to balance it out.
So is that based on the feedback that people give?
Based on feedback people give, and also from them observing, too. And the developers playing, too, because the Overwatch team isn't hands-off. They're very hands-on. They're playing with the players. They're out there. They've got...
owning everybody.
Yeah. And the Blizzard community, though it can be toxic, there are a lot of good community members about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To where, like, and I've tweeted at them a couple times without response, because my biggest annoyment, and Blizzard, if you're watching this, and I know you're not, but if you're watching this somehow... In competitive mode, if someone drops out, don't end a game. Give us bots. Because sometimes in competitive mode, like, you'll take like 5 minutes to find a match, and someone will quit within the first minute, and the game's over.
Yeah, that's been annoying. That's something that's been happening a lot more.
Yeah, lately. It's been happening a lot lately. It's ridiculous. Like, you start losing, and people start quitting, and the game
I ends. Feel like harsher penalties and...
Harsher penalties for those who drop out, and maybe replace it with bots. And if the team... Any team that wins will get their bonus points, and if you lose and you have the bots on your team, you don't lose points.
Right.
Because you have bots. So that would be, like, a nice feature for the game to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not just ending it, because it's so annoying when they do.
Yeah, you know? And it's annoying, like, especially if it's towards the end of a match. You've been grinding out this match for, like, 15 minutes, and someone quits, and the match is over, and...
Right.
You're just screwed. You don't get your points or anything.
And that shit always seems to happen to me and Nelson when we have a better team than the other team. Like, it almost never happens when we're the shitty team. When we're the good team, someone on the other team fucking quits, and we lose. And it's like, God damn it.
Though the last time it was somebody on our team, I can't remember that. And I was like, you motherfucker.
And it was before the match even started. It was when we were still waiting for the match to start.
Yeah.
And we quit, and then we got booted out the lobby.
Yeah, the timer ended at the same time as the time to actually start the match. And I was like, mother, come on, man.
It's one of the most annoying things in the world.
Yeah. It's one of Josh's triggers.
Yeah, that is like, because I don't get too angry in that game.
That's one of his triggers. That is a
trigger for me. Just because, like, you wait so long to get into a match.
Right.
And then it ends.
Yeah, pretty much some dickhead just wastes all of our time.
Yeah, that's what pisses me off, because it's kind of like, at this point in my, like, luckily baseball ends tomorrow for me, so I'll have more free time. Mm-hmm. But with coaching Little League and working and having a child and all that stuff, like, I only get maybe an hour or two to play video games a day, if I'm lucky. So when I have to wait like 5-10 minutes for a match to start, and then it ends within a minute because someone quits, that means I gotta wait another 5-10 minutes. That's literally taking a whole entire match away from me.
Yeah.
So that's one less thing I can play that night. So that's why it triggers me. It's just because I don't have like I used to back in college, or back when, you know, I was a newlywed with no kid, where it's like I could play for like 5 hours a night, and also because I was younger, so I could play to like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
It'd still be okay.
Yeah, I get like 4 hours of sleep, right, and still be fine the next day. Yeah. Yeah, if I don't get my solid 7 to 8 hours, I am fucked for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Mm. So
I'm risking people on the road at that point.
Yeah, I'll fall asleep. That's where...
Yeah, no, that's dangerous, bro. Yeah.
That's where it gets really annoying, because I don't have the time anymore to play, so I want to make the most out of my time when I do get a chance to play. Okay. Oh, so that drives me. And the only other thing that triggers me on that game is when we get stuck on a team with people who don't play it right, because you don't play Overwatch. For those of you who do, you know it's objective based, so you have to capture points. Nothing about Overwatch is who has the most kills, least death, kind of thing like that. Kills and deaths don't matter that much in the game.
I mean, they tell you what they are, but that's about it.
It's not like Call of Duty where the first team to like 50 kills wins,
right?
Or however call it, but Call of Duty is based on whoever gets the most kills wins. Gears of War based on most kills win. Mm-hmm. Halo most kills wins. Now, this is about capturing points and holding points. So, people who run off and just try to get kills and abandon the point to where it's like just me and Nelson defending the point against
four other people. Oh, that's infuriating.
It's one of the most infuriating things, because like...
Because I'll notice that I'm not nearly as effective as I was like a minute ago, just because there's nobody...
No support.
There's no
support. And what irritates me, like, if we're playing with like people who are like ranked 1 or 2, it's like, okay, they're new to the game. They don't quite get the concept. Right. But when you're playing with like prestige players and players like ranked 100 and stuff like that, and they're doing that shit, it's just like, motherfucker, you know this game.
Yeah,
you've obviously been playing a lot of it. What are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
So that drives me insane. Mm. Just because like you have these classes and you pick the best classes, like especially when like people will pick defense characters when you're on offense. It's like that character, unless we get to a certain point on offense, your character's worthless. Like, we have to capture the point and send the point moving forward so you can post up on it and just shoot.
Right.
But we got to capture that first. Like, if you want to switch to that character after we've captured it, awesome.
Right.
But until we've captured it, pick somebody who can attack.
Yeah. Right.
So, and what sucks is because online gameplay has become so toxic, we're almost never in the actual game chat. We're only in private chat because, you know, the second you, like, suggest something, it's like, hey, you know, we really need a healer. We don't need a turret player right now. Why don't you switch to Mercy?
We don't need two
snipers. Fuck you, blah, blah, blah. N-word this, N-word that, whore. It's like, Jesus. And so it's like, it's not even worth getting into the chat. So it's just kind of like when we're with a stupid team, I just kind of like yell Nelson in his room, because usually we don't even have our headsets on if it's just the two of us and we're not playing with any other friends online. I was like, dude, we're going to lose this match. Just do the best you can so we can try to get as many bonus points as possible. And it's kind of like, he knows, like, I recognize it from the moment we see people picking. I was like, fuck. And then I get annoyed when I have to pick Mercy, which is a healer, which you literally get almost no kills with Mercy.
Right.
Yeah. So when, like, I'm looking at our team like, fuck. And I pick her and I'm like, god damn it. And I'm looking at, like, who people have picked. I'm like, for what we need to accomplish, they're not picking the right characters. But I can't pick the right character because we need a healer, so I can do it.
And then if they're not picking the right characters and they're not providing any kind of support, I can't provide any support to Josh at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I try to, I can't. I just can't.
One thing I love and hate at the same time is when someone picks one of Nelson's favorite characters and are terrible with it. Just because, like, that's his trigger in the game.
Yeah.
And he just gets so mad. Get the
fuck off of my characters.
And the thing is, like, there was this one match, and we were doing competitive the other night, and if this person who was shitty with his character, D.Va, wasn't on D.Va, if Nelson could have picked D.Va, because we just barely lost,
we would have won. Yeah, we would have.
Because Nelson would have provided that extra support with that character, so we would have won.
Yeah.
And so it's like, You just hear Nelson. He's trying not to yell. He's just like, God damn it. Under his breath, just fucking talking like an old man. It's hilarious.
It's like, I don't want to spend that much energy on being that pissed in the game when I can't do anything about it. It's like, motherfucker.
Yeah, because I've branched out more than Nelson in that game. So if, like, one of my main two have been picked, I've got others I can pick and be fairly decent with.
Because there's been a couple times where, like, the people that I use, like, all of them have been picked.
I'm so Nelson's really only got three people he's good with. And if all three are picked, or, like, one of them's like a strictly defense character. So if we're on offense, actually, two of them are strictly defense characters for the most part. So if we're on offense and D.Va gets picked, he's kind of fucked. Mm-hmm. He's like, damn it!
Yeah. It's like, okay, I guess I can be Orisa. That might help some.
Yeah.
I'm getting better with her.
She's mostly a defensive character,
too. Yeah, but she can attack, though, at least. I got that gravity well.
We gotta get you practicing with more attack-based characters.
Yeah.
But okay, so we got two Thoughtables this week. First one up is, and we're going to do this... for this podcast and next podcast, we should have been doing it in all the podcasts, but I didn't think of it. Because I wasn't in the Halloween mood yet. Mm. Too many things going on. Okay. I'm now in the Halloween mood.
So get on.
First Thoughtable is pick a horror movie. Doesn't have to be your favorite, but a horror movie you would like to suggest to our audience to watch this week. The week before Halloween, and we'll do another one for Halloween.
The Shining.
The Shining? Which one?
77?
Sure, it was in the 70s. Ugh. I don't know if it's exactly.
I think it came out in 70s.
So the Stanley Kubrick one, basically.
Sure.
Yeah, it's Stanley.
It's the really old one.
With Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
You're about to say Jack Black.
No, I was about to say Jack Nicholson. Stupid golfer.
Been it awful.
All right, so he wants the Shining.
The Shining. You want to get sued. I'm going to go with Evil Dead 2.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Mine is even movies I haven't seen yet, but it's something we're gonna do this week. I just bought all the classic Universal monster movies: Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman, Invisible Man, Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Mummy, Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh wow, that's all in one box set.
It's 8 movies. Yeah, for $35 all the Blu-rays.
That's not a bad. Ooh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not a bad.
I picked
box.
That up from Amazon today. It was the deal of the day. Unfortunately, none of y'all can get that deal because.
It was Gold Box?
4 days later. Yeah, it was Gold Box. Mm. So I snatched that up. So we're going to marathon those this week. So that's going to be my recommendation. Watch some classic horror movies. Mm. Back before they could show all the blood and gore and stuff like that, where it was real tension building. Right. Yeah. It was right after the silent era. So there's a lot of great visuals in those. From what I've told, because I haven't seen them yet, I'll give them a full report next podcast.
Yeah, because I've never seen them either.
Yeah. The only one I've seen, and I don't know if I've seen all of it, is the original Frankenstein with Boris Karloff.
I think I've seen bits and pieces of that.
Yeah, so that's going to be... I'm going to do a bonus recommendation since we're talking about Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein. Fucking brilliant movie. One of the most brilliant piece of satire. That and Blazing Saddles, I think, are the two best parodies ever made.
I have a bonus pick?
You have a bonus pick.
Because I thought right after I said it, one of my personal favorite horror movies is Hellraiser.
Hmm. Yep, you have that cube and everything.
Yep, the Lament configuration. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which I saw the other day that they, I don't know who made it, it was probably Rubik's Cube, but they made a Rubik's Cube Lament configuration.
That was Rubik's Cube, because I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm disappointed.
Don't do Rubik's it, cube. Because if you solve it...
No, because it's just a Rubik's Cube.
No,
I just wanted a prop.
It's not. It's actually the Hellraiser's tricking you.
Mm.
That's how they do it. It's a stupid puzzle box. They trick you.
So my
I'll become Pinhead.
My bonus will be Beetlejuice.
Oh, speaking of that,
man. Yeah.
We were watching Spider-Man Homecoming last night on the 4K Blue Ultra.
I still need to see that.
Fucking Michael Keaton is just so great in it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, he is just... He steals the show. Like,
he does.
Donald Glover also has a great cameo in it. But...
Hey, man, I got ice cream in here.
Hang on, man. Hang on, man. Not everybody's seen it yet.
Well, I'm not telling you anything. Donald Glover was said in the cast. It's not like I'm spoiling anything.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was all over the place. But Michael Keaton is just a joy in that. Like,
oh, yeah.
And he plays a very sympathetic villain, which I like is when there's
I noticed
to
he was,
it.
Like, completely different than any other Marvel villain, too. Mainly because he was making a lame villain cool.
He was making, because the Vulture...
The Vulture's fucking lame. Yeah. I'm sorry. He's completely different than the comic books in this movie. But, and I really actually liked his version of the Vulture.
Yeah, so not to spoil anything, but there's kind of a twist with this character. And it's this scene with him and Spider-Man near the end, and just the back and forth. Oh, it's so good. It is so good.
I know what you're talking about. That twist was really good. I like
that. And it's just the back and forth with him and Spider-Man is just so good.
Okay.
And it makes the movie, like, just that scene alone makes the movie. But just, I've said it before and I'll say it again, Michael Keaton's an American treasure. And he doesn't do that many films anymore, so every time he does one, we should just hold it close to our hearts and love it. But no, so you suggested Beetlejuice with Michael Keaton.
Yeah, man.
Just so good of an actor.
Yeah. I have to watch that later.
I want to watch Mr. Mom later. I think that's my favorite Michael Keaton movie. I love that movie.
I like Multiplicity.
Multiplicity is good. Batman's good. Batman Returns is okay.
Mm-hmm. I liked Batman Returns.
If you watched it as an adult, it doesn't hold up that well.
Mid-20s.
It doesn't hold up that well. Were you high when you watched it?
No.
It doesn't count.
I still enjoyed it.
I've seen it as an adult.
I mean, it's not the best movie in the world. Honestly, the Tim Burton Batmans to me...
It's no Batman Forever.
They don't hold up as well as I would like them to.
Mm-hmm. They're a product of their time.
They are a product of their time. They are a little campy. Even though I do specifically remember an interview with Tim Burton where he was talking about how he wanted to depart from the Batman of 66 and it wasn't campy. I was like, it's campy by today's standards now.
Yeah.
Well, back then it was a lot darker.
Tim Burton and Frank Miller are very much responsible for the darker Batman we got in the comic books. Mm-hmm. I mean, Frank Miller with Year One and The Dark Knight Returns, and then Tim Burton with the Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yes, it's kind of, I wouldn't even say campy, I would say cheesy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't use camp as a word, because when I think camp, I do think 66 Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hairspray. I think Little Shop of Horrors. Mm-hmm. That is what I think when I say camp. So I would say cheesy more than campy.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, and Batman and Robin, you can call campy.
Yeah, that's...
So
what's next?
The last thoughtable, so we have two thoughtables this week because there's so little. So with the closing of Visceral Studios, which was primarily a studio that makes single-player games... and when you look at a lot of AAA titles coming out, you've got Destiny, which is more of a multiplayer co-op game.
Yeah.
Battlefront, which does have a single-player mode, but it's basically a multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm.
Overwatch, which is all multiplayer. There's no story campaign.
Yeah, it's all PvP.
Right.
Call of Duty games, Battlefield games, there are single-player modes, but people buy it to play PvP.
Mm-hmm.
Is the era of the AAA single-player game dead?
No.
Because really, the only ones I can think of, outside of Tomb Raider and Uncharted,
mm-hmm.
that are made by AAA titles, mm-hmm. not like, mm-hmm. you know, indie developers, are the Nintendo games. Like, there's not that many, like, that are solely single-player games. Like, if you look, even if you look at, like, Uncharted and you look at Tomb Raider, they've got a PvP multiplayer tacked on. I'm talking about a game that is solely, you get this game by yourself. You play it by yourself. There's no multiplayer added on to it.
Oh, well, that's... Okay, so that's different. So I think that you will find that games will allow you to have the opportunity to play with others.
Yeah.
So, yes. So if we're talking strictly single player and nothing outside of that, that, I think, is dead. And you can thank the fact that consoles have the ability to go onto the internet. Because when they didn't, then that's...
And what sucks about that is, because I think it takes away from a lot of games, because it's like time that can be hashed out to develop the story mode or the single player experience better,
mm-hmm.
has to be devoted to do multiplayer now. Because if you think about, like, we enjoy the Tomb Raider games a lot, the new ones. I like the Uncharted games as well. But think if there was no multiplayer tacked onto those. If they just focused on the single player.
So where does Tomb Raider have the multiplayer?
I don't know if Rise has it, but the first Tomb Raider had a PvP multiplayer one. Okay. It sucked.
The re-release?
Yeah, the re-release.
I don't remember that.
It had it. It might be offline now. Okay. It sucked. It was. I tried it. It was gone.
I probably wouldn't.
Hell, doesn't Assassin's Creed have that bullshit in it too?
I quit playing Assassin's Creed after Black Flag, so I don't know.
I think they did have a PvP multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Chandler was talking about it once.
Yeah, I think they tried it out.
It sounded kind of cool, but in execution, I heard it wasn't that great.
Yeah. So, and that's things like certain games like don't need it. Like,
because it's pretty much a game of tag.
Yeah. Right? Like, Uncharted doesn't need a multiplayer. That is a good single-player story mode game. We don't need that. Just like, I would have hated if Breath of the Wild had, like, a multiplayer.
Oh, had a multiplayer in there? Yeah. Oh, that would have been weird.
Now, which is kind of a little ironic to say, because when Skyrim first came out for the 360, my buddy Kevin and I were talking, and technically, like, Bethesda did it with Elder Scrolls Online. We were like, man, wouldn't it be kind of cool if Skyrim had a drop-in, drop-out co-op? Because it's such a massive game. And that, I don't, like, a drop-in, drop-out co-op, just, like, to help a friend out, I don't mind so much, like,
Dead Rising 3 had that.
Yeah, Dead Rising 3 has that, so it's, like, it's a single-player game that you, if you need help from a friend, they can drop in, almost like couch co-op, like Contra, things like
that. Yeah, actually, Crackdown had that, too.
Yeah, that I don't mind as much, but I don't like all these tacked-on multiplayer features, especially when the game doesn't need it. Like, for a game, like, I wouldn't want a drop-in, drop-out co-op for The Last of Us.
Right.
That's a very alone feeling. Like, games where you're supposed to be alone, I don't want co-op in, because it takes away from the ambiance of the game. Like, but, yeah, I think, like, the AAA single-player experience, for the most part, is dead.
Yeah, because if you think really, about it, yeah, over the last few years, you've seen game titles either get canceled or ended, or studios just bought up or closed.
Yeah, because it
like, I don't even have Fable anymore.
Outside of Nintendo, the only AAA titles I can think of that have just solely single player are like JRPGs.
Yeah,
because you really can't do multiplayer with an RPG for the most part.
Yeah,
and those are the only ones I can think of that are just solely single player.
Yeah.
And that's not even, for the most part, true with a lot of them, because, like, Final Fantasy 12, was it, that, and 14 are MMOs.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But, yeah, I really think, like, for the AAA market, a true single-player game is kind of dead, because I'm just looking over at my shelf right now, and a lot of them, like, have multiplayer, and luckily, hopefully, the new Red Dead game will be just like the original Red Dead, all single-player.
Because it looks like the only single-player games I see over there are for previous system.
Yeah. All my Xbox One games have some sort of multiplayer. Grand Theft Auto, Doom. Well, the Bioshock games don't, because Bioshock 2 didn't have the DLC.
Yeah, like, the only thing I can really...
That's a re-release from last gen.
Only thing I can think of that that's, like, predominantly single player on the current gen systems that we haven't mentioned is, like, a Dragon Ball game. Like, Xenoverse, I mean, you can play PvP, but
for the that's part, what I mean.
The story mode. The story mode's
But the PvP's tacked onto it is what I'm saying. Like they tack on these these PvP, these multiplayer to games that don't necessarily need them, and especially with the Dragon Ball game, because we're getting FighterZ coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like we're getting a Dragon Ball Fighter, so we don't need PvP in Xenoverse.
Plus, I would have liked it if Xenoverse was still more like Battle of the Gods.
Battle of the Gods was so much fun.
I liked the way their story mode was set up a little bit better. Because that was actually team-based.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you had a 360, it was me, Nelson, Chandler, and Kevin constantly playing that game together.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so much fun.
It was.
And the controls were great, which is why I didn't like Xenoverse, because they switched up the controls. And I was so used to Battle Z, I could not get used to Xenoverse controls. Like, fuck this game. And plus, you couldn't, like, do co-op the way you could. Because we kind of, like, didn't do the research on Xenoverse. We kind of assumed it was going to be more or less a sequel to Battle.
I still enjoy Xenoverse. I
Yeah, you and Chandler both still like
it. I hope that they would bring it back a little bit more to the way it was on the 360 for Battle of the Gods with the next version or iteration at some point. I hope that they bring it back that way. Because I think that's probably the barrier to entry that people don't want to go through. It's just, it was too much of a departure from something that actually worked.
Right.
Well, and also, Battle of the Gods was so simple. It's just like drop in, drop out co-op.
Yeah.
I believe there was kind of a leveling system, but not much of one, where Xenoverse kind of does an MMO thing where there's a lot of grinding. Like, there's a lot of, like, you got to collect shit, you got to beat these side missions and stuff like that.
Well, the grinding actually just, that's actually just built into the,
Well, the problem I had with Xenoverse, the first one, they might have corrected this with the second one. In the first one, like, you were so weak that you could be beaten by, what are those little things called?
Cybermen,
yeah.
Yeah, they fix
it. When you're Goku and Cybermen are beating you, it's just, like, that makes the game frustrating.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they fixed that.
Okay. Because that was it, that was another annoyance. And you had to get, and for the first universe, you had to get to a certain level before you could play with friends online. It's just kind of like, if you're going to do multiplayer, have multiplayer in there from the beginning. Right. Don't say you have to reach level 10 before you can play multiplayer with your friends.
Yeah.
Because fuck that, was because dumb. One friend might have more time with, than another, so one friend might reach level 10 within a day or two, but the friend with less time, it might take them a week or so.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Though I can't wait for Z Fighter.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, Z Fighter, I've seen enough of it. I think I'm going to buy that unlocked.
Day time, one edition.
Every time like a new thing comes out for them, I'm like, that game looks awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's pretty much capitalized on what Marvel vs. Capcom is not.
Yeah, oh man, I'm so disappointed with the reviews for the new Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, are they bad?
They're mediocre.
Yeah.
I think it's getting like 7.5s across the board.
And that seems like a Christmas time.
That's good enough for a decent game, but when you're coming off like, when you think back to Marvel vs. Capcom 2, which is...
That was the pinnacle of that game series.
It's just like, 7.5s aren't good, because that game was like 9s and 10s across the board.
Yeah, even the re-releases were like... There were
I've been this close to pulling the trigger on getting 1 and 2 on the Dreamcast again. Wow. So close to pulling that trigger. there's going to be a point in probably the next year where I haven't bought anything like that's not a necessity, like groceries and bills and stuff like that, where I just haven't bought new games, new movies or anything like that, where I'm just going to have this surplus of money and I'm going to look at my account and it's like, there's like an extra $1,500 in there.
Just burning a hole
that's
in your pocket.
That's when I'm going to pull the trigger. Because they're only like, I think... On GameStop, if you order from GameStop, it's only like $25-$30 each.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure the price on 2 has gone down significantly.
Yeah, it's
because I remember when I got it on Dreamcast, it was kind of rare to find at that point in time, and the trade-in value was $60.
Oh wow!
Which is higher than what you could have bought it new, I think.
Yeah, that's why like I've gotten the itch for it, because like. The value of it's gone down so much, like,
well, that's cheap. You know, if you really want to play it, I have it on Dreamcast.
I know, but I want to own my own.
I know. That's one of those ones you want
to
own.
Yeah. Just like now that the original Metal Gear from the Nintendo is only like $10 online, I've been waiting to pull the trigger. Though I did pull the trigger, so you'll like this, and hopefully I have it within the next 2 weeks. Turtles in Time for the Super Nintendo.
I'm actually really excited because I've never played that one.
I pulled the trigger.
Okay.
Post that up if we can.
Yeah, I played Turtles in the Hyper Zone.
Yeah, your Retcon or Retron, that's HD, right?
No, it's not. It should go onto a. You know what? I need to try it on my new TV.
Yeah, it's like. Well, no. What I was gonna ask is like, can we hook the Elgato up to that?
I'd have to plug it in through a converter, but yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, that could...
Because I was
doing that. That would be like a podcast thing, but we're doing more gameplay stuff that we
have to put up. Remember, when I was still experimenting with the Elgato, I was Twitch streaming me playing X-Men on the Sega Genesis.
That's right. So yeah, when I get that, we'll do a gameplay video. Because that, dude, that game is so much fun, Nelson.
Yeah.
In fact, you never play. Like, because that's one of those things, like, when I buy my arcade cabinet, that's one of the games that I'm going to make sure is on the arcade cabinet, is the arcade version of that.
Yeah.
Which, that's going to get bought in the next year.
Are you looking at one of those multi-game ones? I need to send you a link, because there's a company that makes some really cool ones. They put, like, hundreds of games on there.
Because the only way I would get, like, a solo, like, arcade cabinet is if it'd be, like, one of a couple games. If it was, like, the four-player X-Men or Turtles game. If it was something like Virtual On or Afterburner, like where you had like the sit-in cabinet.
Oh man, I would love to have Afterburner 2, the sit-in cabinet.
Or Time Crisis 2.
Right.
Oh man.
Like
I'd be fine with any of those.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like Time Crisis 2 is because it's two-player. Like I wouldn't want one because one was just one.
Well, 3 and 4 were two-player too.
Yeah, but Time Crisis 2 is still my favorite.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
But yeah, of those games I named, I would buy those as a solo game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd probably get like a cabinet.
Man, Virtual On, I remember that game. You used to play that all the time at
Funland. Me and Bernie used to play the shit out of that. And then they kind of had I didn't get a chance to play because the lines were too long when I was in Japan. They had a Gundam version of that. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, that looked awesome. Man. Every arcade, I didn't go to too many arcades. I think I went to like four or five. Mm-hmm. Every time Keenan and I went to an arcade, those machines would.
Were just.
And they had like 10 or 15 of them. They were just lines. It's like, fuck, man.
I don't know which ones you went to, but when I was in Akihabara, they were empty. I walked right up, right into the... We're talking about the Gundam things where you can sit, literally sit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, every time I was at an arcade, it was like peak times, though. Remember, I was dragging around Keenan, who all he wanted to do was drink. He didn't really care about all that other stuff. And I wasn't ballsy like you just to leave my friends in Japan.
Hey, man. They got Google Translate and a mobile hotspot.
It's like, hey, I came here, I spent a shit ton of money, I'm going to do what I want. Exactly. Of course, you know, if I had been able to go, me and Josh would have been wanting to do the same shit. So, sorry, Keenan.
Well, I did get through a lot of what I wanted to do. I would have liked to spend more time in Akihabara. But it's like, I could see Keenan wasn't feeling it, and it's like, I didn't want to ruin his trip, and I was enjoying, I just being there, I was enjoying myself.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to, like, ruin his time at all either, so it's like, you know me, I gotta be nice to everybody. I act like a dick, but unfortunately, I'm not. Hey, fuck you! And fuck you!
Wait a minute! Fuck you! Wait a minute! Why are you pulling me onto him?
I don't know. That was a little bit easier than I expected to be. I'm getting stronger.
That's because I went
to watch our bulking videos. You can rip an Asian man out of his seat
just
like
went,
I did.
I just went into turtle mode. I was like, no!
I know, but that's dead weight. It shouldn't have been that easy.
Well, I'm also like off balance on this couch.
I'm also a Super Saiyan. Do you not see the blonde hair? Usually I have short brown hair. Keeping the cap on. Oh, man. But that was the amazing podcast of randomness this week. Yeah. Did you pre-order your Xbox X yet?
Not yet.
Motherfucker, dude.
I got bills.
Dude, I got bills. I gotta prioritize. You don't need those braces.
You don't need them teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
As I get a freaking dental bill.
That's not that was funny, but that was like out of nowhere. Well, it's just like I got Sean's hospital bill, and they didn't even like submit anything to insurance.
Yeah,
and like, the thing is, like, I called them last week, and they still not returned. It's like, because I called them off the message for the hospital. Like, hey, why didn't you submit any of this? Because the thing is, like, because we went to Sean's doctor. Mm-hmm. He was dehydrated. And he had a virus, and they were like, I didn't want to take him to the hospital because I was like, he's just got to drink water and rest. But his mother was like, we gotta take. I was like, fuck. And I was thinking about the money I had to pay, because I knew he was gonna be fine because the doctor was. But the doctor's like, you should go. So we were recommended. So it's not even like they didn't submit because like it was unnecessary. So we were told to go. Mm-hmm. And they didn't do any tests on them. Literally, like, we waited like an hour and a half out in the waiting room. Went in. That's doctor looked at him. They gave him a fucking popsicle to make sure he didn't puke. Didn't run any tests. Like, no throat cultures, no x-rays, no urine tests, no nothing. That's like a $400 fucking bill. I was like, you need to submit that shit to insurance because insurance should cover most of that shit because it was just basically a doctor's visit.
You paid $400 for a popsicle.
Yeah. Fuck that hospital.
Yep.
And they were like, second notice. Like, I didn't get the first notice. And legally, I ain't got to pay him. No, seriously. Legally, you never have to pay a hospital.
Well, there's our top tip for the day.
Yeah, that's your top tip. Because they cannot legally deny you service. They have to treat you. Mm. My thing is, I'm just going to keep submitting to insurance and keep pushing it down the road. Because that is kind of bullshit that they didn't submit anything. Mm-hmm. It's not like they didn't have the information. I gave it to them. And that fucking nurse that every hospital has that confirms your insurance information came in and confirmed it. It's like, why the fuck didn't you submit it? Mm-hmm. Especially like that was in August. We're in October now and you send me a bill. You had 2 months to submit that shit.
My shit's a year late.
That's really weird.
Yeah, well, I need to have you look at my bill because I can barely make heads or tails of it. But it seems
like you're so mad you can't even look at it.
Yeah, like, what it looked like was the insurance just didn't pay what they probably should have, and now I'm stuck with like.
Well, the problem with 60. Dental is like
dental sucks.
Dental plans do. You know what I don't get, and this is way off topic. So like. You know, you break your leg, insurance will cover for the most part, like, you know, the x-rays, crutches, getting the bones set, and everything like that. Your eyes go bad, like getting laser surgery, not covered. It's like, excuse me, that's a disability, there's a surgery to fix it, why the fuck don't you cover at least part of it? That has blown my mind, because it's not, and insurance like say it's cosmetics. Like, fuck you, it's not cosmetic. If my body does not operate the way it should, from natural causes, that's not a cosmetic thing. That is a debilitation.
Yeah.
That is a word I made up. That's a disability is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's like if I lose my leg for whatever reason.
You'll get a prosthetic.
Yeah, I get a prosthetic. I get a handicap tag. And that's just covered by insurance.
But if all my teeth fall out, my teeth were luxuries.
Yeah, it's so funny, like, the arguments that we have over healthcare, and they're not, like, in the government, and they're not the right fucking arguments, though.
Right.
It's like Democrats and Republicans go back and forth on this healthcare bill. It's like, even if you look at Obamacare at face value, it doesn't cover a lot of shit people need covered. And the thing is, like, my favorite thing about the Obamacare is, like, everyone's like, well, so many people are not covered. It's like, yeah, because they made it a law that if you're not covered, you pay a fine.
Right.
So it's kind of like,
oh, yeah, when I was unemployed, I was like, you know what? It's cheaper for me to take the hit.
Yeah,
because not have my insurance.
It'd be like if Trump signed an executive order saying if you're unemployed, you go to jail. And so then everybody who's unemployed goes to jail. And it's like, look at that. Unemployment 0%. Yeah, because all the unemployed people are in jail now because you made it a law.
Yeah,
right.
So it's like, that doesn't change anything. It's right. Like, you just made a law. And what I find hilarious is that no one read that bill and they just voted along party lines. And now down the road, it's been kicked down the road, and people's premiums who don't have a good job are skyrocketing.
Yeah.
And it's like, a lot of people are now opting out and willing to pay that fine and rolling the dice that I don't have a major health issue.
Right.
I'll just pay the $500 fine on my taxes instead of paying $500-$600 a month for health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's gotten out of control, and it needs to be fixed, but they're not arguing the right things. And that's my thing. It's like, we don't need to necessarily repeal Obamacare.
There are portions that need to be fixed.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to be fixed about it because it was rushed through, and it was typical politics. Obama promised universal health care, and he was running out of time. So they just slapped together a bill without really thinking about it, and shocker, Washington politics, they slapped together something. 3-4 years down the road, the little guy who it was supposed to help is the one getting fucked over by it.
Right.
And that's the thing about this last election, what people don't realize is, like, middle America got fucked over so bad by Obamacare, they were not going to vote for his first Secretary of State. Like, not a lot of votes were for Trump, I think. I think a lot of votes were against Hillary.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, because people wanted something different. Sadly, what we got that was different is a piece of shit. But it's, oh God, I hate politics so much. I hate everybody. I hate every politician.
So let's end on that note.
Yeah, exactly. Josh is frustrated with all politics. In fact, if you want a good, if you want a good politic talk, we've talked about it before, go to Colin's Last Stand on YouTube. Fucking, he's brilliant. I love it. He didn't have any new episodes this week.
I know you are annoyed.
I don't recall last week him saying I'm taking a week off. Like, I don't mind if, like, my favorite YouTubers take a week off. Take time off. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Fucking tell me. I'm like clicking on his page.
Call him.
Exactly, Colin. I clicked on your page every day this week. Nothing new. I'm sad.
He'll be all right.
Called Izzo up. He had to, like, talk me down off a ledge.
Never happened. Never happened. Let him jump.
And I really wanted to hear what he had to say, because a lot of political shit that's gone on the last 2 weeks, I was like, come on, give me something, Colin. No new video. I'll check back tomorrow. No new video. That is like my one pet peeve about YouTube. And granted, technically it's like free entertainment for the most part.
Mm.
It's when, like, people who do put out weekly videos or bi-weekly videos. Yeah. Like, I get why Screen Junkies hasn't put out a video in 2 weeks. Oh, Andy, you terrible, terrible human. Mm. But it's kind of like, just let me know. Just give me a heads up in the previous video.
Like, a quick little, like, thing.
Yeah, just be like, hey, no new videos next week because I'm going on vacation or whatever. That's all I need. I'm not going to get mad.
It's like, hey, here's my phone. Or, there's my phone.
Yeah. but then again, like, when you do an Instagram on vacation, like Angry Joe from Angry Joe's Reviews, like, yeah, we're going to take, like, half the summer off because we've been doing this nonstop and we just need a break. And people got pissed at him. Was like, don't get pissed. The man needs a vacation.
Yeah.
He's literally giving you free entertainment.
Yeah, he's giving you free shit. So.
Yeah, so it's like, if he wants to take 2 months off to go do what the fuck ever, as long as it's legal, I don't care. You know, no. Let the man take the time off.
A lot of things legal in international waters.
But just as a loyal fan, just let me know. Give me a heads up. Just so I don't click on your page every day and I get sad. Because then I expect it's like,
yeah.
Well, I can't watch a new video.
It gets sad.
Yeah, I can't watch a new video from Colin.
Sad Josh is sad.
Exactly. But yeah, that's all I gotta say is, just if you're a YouTuber, you're gonna go, and granted we do it sometimes too, where we just don't have time to do a podcast.
But we try to get...
We try to throw something up there.
Up in its place.
That way for all 66 subscribers, they can... I'm like, oh, they got a new video. But, yeah, right. The parallels of being a YouTuber. On that note, we'll say goodnight, Tokyo, because Canada's on my shit list.